This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Joe, it's a Friday.
Thank God. We're going down memory lane right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys
you
and
know
girls.
What I'm watching right now?
What are you watching?
I'm watching 2002, December 21st, Warriors-Blazers. I walk into the other room. I see Steiny. I go, Steiny, remember the Chris Mills? She goes, absolutely. and you guys all looked at me because you're all too young.
We were nine.
The Jailblazers. It was like Pippen, Reuben Patterson, a young Zach Randolph.
They were good.
Was on the bench.
They were good.
Rasheed Wallace, I believe, hits a game winner. And the next thing you know, Bonzi Wells and Chris Mills are just tied up together. And what are we talking about? We're talking about crazy things that have happened, the most crazy moments in the Bay. We went off on a tangent. We don't know how we got here, but now we're here and you're here, so we want to hear from you. Craziest moment in Bay Area sports history. I say that. What do you think of?
I said mine. I'm going the Antonio Brown, John Gruden saga where he froze his feet. No. Real quick. They were on Hard Knocks that year, back in 2019, I want to say it was. So that was 6 years ago. God, I can't believe it's been 6 years. We were at the old building at the time. Hard Knocks. He comes in on a hot weather balloon. What is going on? A hot air balloon. Weather balloon. What do I call it? A weather balloon. Hot air balloon. He comes with his son, Antonio Brown. what the hell's going on? Is this the Wizard of Oz?
Do you remember the line he had when he was in the balloon?
No,
what was like
say?
Float like a butterfly, sting like A, B, because he's A, B.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
You have been shooting, like, you're throwing a perfect game the last 2 months.
So he comes in on a hot air balloon with his kids. not enough hot air, clearly, because his feet were frozen. And then we had Bill Romanowski on our airways for the football hour back then. I think it was with Papa and Bonte talking about, hey, A, B, come hang out with me. We'll get your feet right. We'll fix your feet. Everything will be okay. Okay? So we had Romanowski talking about it. We had him not showing up, but when he was at training camp, he balled out and he just destroyed everyone because that's what A, B does. He'll show up and play well if he's going to like show up at all. That was the problem. So he doesn't show up. Then he goes out the GM, Mike Mayock, who was, by the way, on television just a couple months prior.
He was doing Notre Dame football games.
He was on NFL Network as their, Mel Kiper. So he's doing that. Now he's the Raiders GM. And he had to get held back. AB had to get held back, as Sam alluded to, by Vontaze Burfict, of all people. He looked like a choir boy who's one of the nastiest players in the history of the sport. AB calls Mayock a cracker. And then that's the rest of that. You got John Gruden pleading with him, pleading with AB on the phone as AB is recording the entire conversation, which is illegal in the state of California without his consent, recording it. Gruden's pleading, please just stop and play football, man. What's going on? Eventually, he posts it on this weird social media video that his team puts out there that it's the Raiders against him. And when we all know it's AB versus everyone else. That is easily the craziest saga.
Okay, that's crazy.
I've
but
ever
can
seen.
I read you this one? I don't think you guys were, or you guys weren't alive or didn't know, didn't watch Blazers Warriors 2002. I'm telling you, this is what the article says on ESPN. Following a brawl that started seconds after the Portland Trailblazers win by two against Golden State on Friday night, Antoine Jameson said the Blazers have a lot of hotheads. We don't like each other. We don't dislike each other. In a close game, there's a lot of emotions. Guys go over the top. Rasheed Wallace won the game on a difficult turnaround, and Bonzi Wells and Chris Mills were battling for position and got tied up. Bonzi Wells and Chris Mills are going at it, and everyone starts fighting. Fans throw gum or something from the stands, and Rasheed Wallace, as he's going toward the tunnel, tries to run into the stands, and the next thing you know, he's being held back by security, and fans are being held back by security. Chris Mills tries to go into the locker room of the Blazers after the game, is denied access to the locker room, goes in front of the team bus. This is in the article.
Oh, my God.
And is blocking the team bus from leaving. Then I talk to Steiny in the green room, and Steiny goes, he walks up to me, and I'm giving a Steiny story. He goes, I want you to write this down. Bonzi Wells is a punk. Capital P, capital U, capital N, capital K. Punk. You make sure you write that.
And Steiny, I'm sure, did. So there you go. He remembered it to this day. That was 23
I'm telling you, that
years
was
ago.
Old school Troy Murphy Golden State Warriors back in the day. The Jailblazers were crazy.
We're talking about craziest moments in Bay Area sports history because we've had so many of them. I don't think we realize here how blessed we are as a region to have some of the stories.
How about 1995? Jordan Bell, Candlegate.
Oh, my God. Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I really want to know what his like thought process was when he bought that candle on Mike Brown's card. Like, I really want to know like what the prank was supposed
that
to be there.
That can buy. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
God.
Sam, for a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance Dealer. Hit us up on YouTube with some of your craziest stories.
What are the
too.
Chances the A's and Giants meet in the World Series?
Oh my God!
Now, what are the chances the A's and Giants meet in the World Series and an earthquake happens?
Oh my God!
Well, the game is about to start.
Game one, right? Was it game one?
Yeah, game three.
They're already up 2-0 from Oakland going to game three. You know what's crazy about that? My brother was born the next day after it happened.
No way.
Yeah, the aftershocks happened. It was craziness because it had reverberations everywhere. And this was down in Monterey, obviously. And even they were having problems. It was, the whole thing was just insane. Those two teams and franchises, for that to happen in the way it was, insanity. I wasn't even alive then. I came along 4 years later, but that's
I was playing
still
in the front yard.
Yeah.
The game was on the radio. We were playing right in the front yard. I'll never forget it. The whole block went whoop and it just rolled. It was insane.
Famously, Al Michaels on the call with Tim McCarver back then doing the World Series game. Craziness.
My dad was at that game too.
Really?
Yeah, he was there. Him and my uncle were there.
Wow.
And my uncle would always brag that he was bringing beer back to the seats when it hit and he didn't spill a drop of beer.
I mean, what about Alden Smith driving drunk from San Francisco all the way back to San Jose, gets arrested, gets released. He's still hammered. All of the, and the Niners play him 24 hours later.
You know what? There's crazy.
Remember that?
No, there's that. There's so many. Barrett Robbins in the Super Bowl.
I mean, that one.
MIA. Gone. The writing was on the wall then that the Raiders were going to get absolutely destroyed. But losing your center? Like, come on, man. Insanity has happened here in the Bay Area. You mentioned that. Yeah, all of it. The A's in the early 70s fighting each other in the clubhouse, hating each other in the midst of a three-peat. Like, they were called the swinging A's for multiple reasons because they hit the long ball. Plus, they punched each other in the face. Like, all of it. It's insanity. It really is.
If I say the name Antonio Bryant, does that ring a bell to anyone?
Kinda.
Refresh my memory. Niner wide receiver. It was like 05 or 06. Doing like 120 in a Lambo. Gets arrested and then wants to fight the police.
Oh, my God.
Career done.
Did he win?
I mean, you think I'm making this up?
Did he win?
I bet you it's like 05, 06, something like that. And I actually liked Antonio Bryant. I was like, yeah, he could be the one.
Antonio Bryant.
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor.
How about when someone's texting this one? And how about when Samardzija?
Oh my god, Samardzija ended.
Strickland Harper. That was the anniversary of that was yesterday. Actually,
and what happened in that one? So there was a fight, and then Morse and Samardzija were running out there. Who hit who?
No, let me.
The funniest part, real quick, Sam, was Bryce Harper trying to throw his helmet, and it looked like 50 Cent throwing out a first pitch. It looked like 50 Cent throwing out the first pitch when Bryce Harper. helmet, like skidded away, like he shanked the ball.
No, he didn't even throw the helmet at Strickland. No, that whole thing, like there was that whole aspect. Yeah, Bryce throwing the helmet, absolutely whiffing all the hair that collided. I think it was Jason Wirth, Michael Morse, and Jeff Samardzija all collided in the middle of the field. You just see like this sea of hair erupt out of this. And the best part for me was just Buster Posey standing off to the side, just watching it, just like, guys, come on. What are we doing? Just completely leaving Hunter Strickland alone against Harper out there. Oh, my God. That was one of the wildest Memorial Day baseball games ever.
I mean, I'm getting one as a 5-1-0. I was at the house party where Alden Smith got stabbed.
Oh, my God. I don't want to laugh because it's serious stuff.
Alden is involved in so many different
things. Listen, there's some serious things.
He had a house party. I heard about a house party he had in San Jose where they were burning furniture in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
He ran his car into someone's tree in their front yard.
Dude, he's...
And then the Raiders picked him up.
And you know what's crazy? I thought he was going to be one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time.
He's forever a Raiders legend because he, like, injured Ben Roethlisberger and had to have, like, season-ending surgery or something like that.
Joe, famously, the night that the Transformer blew at Candlestick, remember when the lights went out at Candlestick, the Transformer just blew? It was Steelers-Niners.
Monday Night Football.
He had, like, 5 or 6 sacks. I was like, there's no better defensive player I've ever seen in my life.
He was lights out.
Sean Merriman.
I'll never forget the Transformer blowing out a Candlestick on a Monday night game. It's like, maybe we do need a new stadium.
Maybe.
See, I remember they had the blimp shot that captured the actual explosion. That was actually pretty cool. I was at the game,
so I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, no, they showed it on the broadcast afterwards. You see, like, they have, like, the Transformer. It's, like, maybe a half mile away from the stadium. There's just, like, this giant, like, light blue ball just erupts out of nowhere, and then you see the stadium go dark. It was kind of actually cool to see, like, on the blimp view.
I remember we were all in a dark stadium, like, What just happened?
We've had some of the craziest things happen. Like, we're going, like, next level, like, serious stuff. But also, I mean, just, it doesn't even have to be from a Bay Area athlete. It could just be here in the Bay that it's happened. I think of the J.R. Smith play.
Wow.
He forgot the score and the time and everything. And it's one of the all-time, like, what the hell did I just watch? We had it here on our airwaves. Jim Barnett and Tim Roy just flabbergasted. What did he just do? One of the all-time performances from LeBron, and the series was over because JR had the most boneheaded play I've ever seen in my life. But we've touched on a little bit.
The pick of the sticks, one of the greatest plays of all time, to end the Candlestick, to have that particular play happen, I always think that was crazy. I mean, they were on the brink of not making the playoffs.
No, that's a great one.
Matt Ryan was about to go in for a touchdown. I'll never forget that. I know we've kind of forgotten about it.
We're talking the craziest moment, the play, right? Like Stanford Cal, the band is out on the field.
No doubt.
What the hell is happening?
Derek Jeter in the playoffs.
Oh, don't.
I know Giambi. I know you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
R.I.P. Jeremy Giambi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But God, he was still safe. If I had instant replay back there, to hell with Derek Jeter, okay? Overrated, in my opinion. Overrated. Yeah, I said it.
We were talking about great moments, you know, and I was talking like, I know we've forgotten. Kaepernick did throw for 300 and run for 200 against the Green Bay Packers in the final ever Candlestick playoff game.
He did.
And it's one of the greatest games no one ever talks about anymore.
888-957-9570.
He was unreal. My boy Rocco, he threw a pick to start the game. Right away. Boom, pick. My boy Rocco and me were sitting next to him. My brother was there. We had a whole crew. Rocco turns to me. I'm not joking. Three plays into the game, he goes, he could run for 200 today. I go, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, that end has no idea what's coming on the RPO. And he was right. Kaepernick's still running to this day, and that end still doesn't know if Gore has it or Kaepernick has it. Kaepernick was unreal in that game. I think the Packers put up 35. Look that game. We dropped like 45. They put up like 35.
Clay Matthews got absolutely just destroyed in that game. That's what I remember. He was on an island multiple times, just out in no man's land, trying to stop Colin Kaepernick running.
He was ridiculous.
Good luck. He's a gazelle. When he was running out there, he was literally, for everything we wanted Trey Lance to be, like in those moments that Colin Kaepernick, he was what I think a lot of Niners fans saw, but maybe Trey, they thought was going to be a better thrower of the football, as we go thrower of the football. But we forget, Cap had some touch. He had a cannon.
Dude, people just forget.
I'm here with
you. Cap is one of the great playoff players of all time. And he went into New Orleans and had, I mean, like, just in general, like the playoffs. So, but won in Carolina against a Carolina team that had the defensive player of the year in Luke Kuechly, and they dismantled them. And Cam was at the height of his powers.
Right.
All right. He beat Aaron Rodgers multiple times. One time in the frozen tundra,
yep,
where he was dominant in the final 2 minutes, 3 minutes of that game.
Yep.
He was throwing dimes to Michael Crabtree. The Green Bay game I referenced. Down 17-3 to Atlanta in Atlanta, where Crabtree fumbled at the goal line. Okay? He was spectacular.
You forgot in New England, too.
Well, that was a regular season.
That was a regular season.
Yeah. Against Tom Brady,
well, the Patriots almost came back in that game.
He threw one of the hardest balls I've ever seen ever to, I believe it was Crabtree, who just like came up, grabbed it, turned, gone. Dude, I'm telling you, I know it ended horribly. Kaepernick was ridiculous. And every one of us thought, oh my God, this guy's a Hall of Famer. At one point,
888-957-9570. Joe, we're going to be debuting a new segment here in about 14 minutes. So we're going to be doing this daily going forward. It's going to be, it's an oldie but a goodie. People know this. All right, well, you don't have to overthink it, but 888-957-9570, 14 minutes, this or that. And it's going to be a different topic, different, it could be anything really, too. It could be a variety of things. It could be sports related. It could be non-sports related. It could be food related.
I'll give you an example.
Give me all the examples. How about that?
I'll give you an example. So we want you to blindly get online, 888-957-9570. We will ask something as simple as this. Like, here's a couple examples. I give you $10. You're at a baseball game. Hot dog or hamburger?
Okay.
All right. Duke or North Carolina? You know, if someone answers North Carolina, that says something about them. If they answer Duke, that says something about them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? At bat for your life, Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron?
Oh. Or Barry Bonds.
You could go that way, yeah. Right? It's this or it's that. But we're not going to tell you what it is. We want you to get in line. If you think you know sports, this is your chance. Come on in. These are fun, evergreen sports topics. And during a dead period of time, I just think these are great. Like, great example. Joe, I give you a ticket. Old Yankee Stadium or Lambeau?
Ooh, that's fun. Probably Old Yankee Stadium.
Here's one of my favorite ones. Food. You can only pick one. Chinese or Mexican?
Oh, that's easy. It's a layup. It's just the easiest. That's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. How about that?
Chinese is so, like, it's so good the next day as leftovers. It's the best.
We're in California, Joe.
I'm just saying. I love me some Chinese food.
I love our neighbors to the south. As we say, neighbors to north of Canada. No, our neighbors to the south. It's Mexico, baby. Let's come on. Burrito. I could eat a burrito every single. If I had to eat one food for the rest of my life, it could be a burrito. Every single meal.
What if I asked you something like this? Pie or cake?
Actually, sneakily. You know what I did growing up, Joe? I like that question. I had birthday pie instead of cake for my. People might say that's unhinged behavior. That's craziness. No. I enjoy
it's a little sketch.
No, I like pie. Blackberry cobbler with some ice cream on the side. That's what we did. Yeah. All yeah. Right. See, Carter knows what I'm talking about.
We could go even as deep as this. Which loss hurt more? Game 7, 2016 Warriors, overtime against the Chiefs.
See, these are great examples, and this is what this or that is all about. We're gonna have one every single day. Going forward, 888-957-9570. We haven't given out the topic yet, so start lining them up right now. In the meantime, I do want to go to John and Burlingame because he has a crazy story.
Oh, give it to me.
We're talking also crazy Bay Area sports stories because there's been so many of them. John is in Burlingame. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys? This one's hilarious, actually. 1979, Johnny LeMaster, a.k.a. Johnny Disaster, wearing Boo on the back of his jersey and gets fined a total of $500.
I love that.
That's
one.
That's pretty good.
He used to get booed a lot.
That's next level trolling that I actually appreciate, which would actually, Johnny LeMaster sounds like he'd be perfect for the social media era right now. That'd go viral. It'd be great. I love that. Do they have like who has the ghost of Johnny LeMaster or something? That's like an account, right? For the Giants. They're like or the sons of Johnny LeMaster. That's what it was, not the ghost. I think he's still alive.
I do this name recognition thing. So if you say Johnny LeMaster, I immediately think of, and it's, you know, 7 or 8 years later, Bob Brenly playing third base, even though he wasn't a third baseman, making 4 errors and then hitting 2 home runs and one of them to win the game. I don't know why, but like, this is old Giants, 80s and 70s. My brain just goes there.
Are we missing any crazy moments that we haven't brought up? 888-957-9570.
I mean, Pablo hitting 3 home runs in the World Series.
I mean, that was just cool.
That was cool. But no.
At the time, the best pitcher on the planet?
No.
In the World Series, in game one?
No, he's the best pitcher of the last
season. And it hadn't been done since freaking the Babe?
Justin Verlander.
Actually, Pujols did it the year before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he did do that. That was totally great. Yeah, at home. That was pretty cool. But you know what? Sandoval's not the level of Pujols, which made him more special. So continue.
Well, if I'm going to jump in with mine. We kind of mentioned it already. As I keep noodling over this, I keep coming back to Tom Cable punching that assist one time. Like, Bay Area, first off, we have an incredible roster of punches, chokes, and kicks here. But for me, that one is just like, you just slap an assistant during a meeting. It's just, when you talk about Raider dysfunction, the guy who Al Davis put in there, shoehorned in there to get rid of Lane Kiffin, it just, nothing seemed to signify Raider dysfunction of the 2000s than that whole Tom Cable thing. That was just peak, what are we doing here?
Is that better than Monte lying and then initially, you know, telling the truth and then getting suspended for 30 games because, yeah, he was on a moped and he completely wrecked his ankle?
And he was injured during that entire suspension, so it didn't matter.
The dirt bikes and the mopeds, what are these guys doing?
Motorcycles.
Yeah, what are we doing around here?
What was Bumgarner's rodeo name?
Oh, Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders. Tom Cable, by the way.
He was doing rodeos under a nickname.
As we go, like, best friends and all that, like, my best friend Keenan, he always said Tom Cable. Whenever he looked at him, he's like, God, Joe, you think he makes a really good steak? It just looks like every time he looked at Tom Cable, probably cooks a mean one on the Weber grill, right? By the way, Tom Cable leaves the Raiders, and what does he do? Goes on to win a Super Bowl with the Seahawks as their offensive line coach.
Of course he does.
That's what he does, right? That's just what happens in the Bay Area.
Seahawks or Chiefs, always one of those two.
It's always one. Always a fun game, right? And we have Bonte coming up in 38 minutes. I'm sure he has some crazy stories. Oh, by the way, Draymond Green going at him after the game. That was pretty good. That's pretty. We have the drops from it. I'm sure he's not going to want to use that.
It's always a fun game.
It's always a fun game. Shocked you talking to me.
That's a good moment. That's a fun one. Draymond Green is good. I mean, the guy's got a YouTube compilation. He's the spinning backhand on Nurkic. The kick to the groin on Steven Adams. Like,
he's the modern Charles Haley. Because, like, we're talking about all these. Like, I think of Charles Haley having to be held back by Ronnie Lott, who was on the Raiders when he was trying to go at George Seifert.
Yeah.
So the Niners are playing the Raiders down in the Coliseum, I believe, at the time. And Ronnie's on the Raiders, and they have to call Ronnie over at halftime to come into the locker room to hold back Charles Haley from swinging on George Seifert. Oh my God. And then I had heard many different versions. I heard Charles peed into the convertible of a teammate.
My God.
But I had also heard he peed into the convertible of the owner. So I don't know what to believe.
Oh, my God. 888-957-9570.
See, Charles, like, I know, like, Charles was crazy.
Yes, there's so many crazy people here in the Bay. But
my favorite story was when Bonte and my buddy Rocco, they went to the NFC Championship game with us, with me and my dad down in L.A. And Bonte's like, we were down so bad. I turned around, I hit the corner. Charles Haley was hunched over, and he was sad. And I had to cheer up Charles Haley. And I'm like, I don't think young people understand the sentence you just said.
It's just
Bonte and Rocco had to cheer up Charles Haley from how sad he was because Jimmy Garoppolo and Shanahan blew a 10-point lead in SoFi Stadium in the NFC Championship game.
Much like Vontaze Burfict holding back Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm saying.
Ryan on 880 before we hit the break. Ryan's got, obviously, I think we mentioned this one, but we can discuss it again. Ryan, good morning. You're on Spinelli and Chaska. What's that crazy story you want to talk about in Bay Area sports history?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm talking about the earthquake at the World Series. I wasn't there personally, but everybody in the Bay Area definitely felt it, and everyone can definitely say, hey, I know where I was when that happened.
Uh-huh.
And with it being with the World Series, I think everybody in the nation kind of can remember that and can kind of feel it, too, being like, hey, I know where I was when that happened, even though I wasn't there. So I just think as a nation and everybody feeling it, it was just a really big, crazy thing, not with anybody personally, but just everybody as a whole just being able to witness it.
Yeah,
it was a moment for America. Everyone stopped what they were doing because the World Series, and then the feed goes down.
It's
and then
crazy.
You go to ESPN, obviously, famously, you had Bob Lee there, who was a longtime fixture, and Chris Berman, who obviously was a huge Giants fan from the East Coast days, but he was there on assignment. Both those guys talking about it, the footage of the bridge collapsing. Like, it was crazy, and like we're laughing about stuff like that. That was scary. Like, that was frightening for a lot of people. And the fact that the World Series is going on at the time is just kind of a footnote in all of it. It was those two teams. Like, it could have been the
Yankees versus someone else, for example,
or the Giants playing the Yankees or the A's playing someone, and that happened in the Bay still at the time.
Yeah,
like it's
true.
It's crazy.
But
right?
The fact that they were playing each other,
like, what are the odds of that?
Well, and as a Giants fan, I'm like, and they got to pitch Dave Stewart Twice.
Yeah,
in four games.
One of the all-time, talking about game seven guys you want to give the ball to, Dave Stewart, right?
Was it Honeycutt or was it Wells?
Rick Honeycutt.
Or was it, well, who was the other starter?
For the A's?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got to reset the rotation.
Got to get my 80. You were alive then. You got to know this.
I forget.
Come on, you got to know all these things. That's your.
I just remember the play to the second base with Tony Fernandez or whatever, second baseman throwing it over to first, them celebrating.
That lineup is so. I mean, Eck, you talking about Hall of Famers on those teams? Eck, Ricky Henderson, and two guys that probably should be in the Hall of Fame. At least one of them, Mark McGwire.
Yeah,
Dave Stewart's in the Hall. Dave Stewart's in the Hall. Very good, borderline for me.
He's one of the greatest postseason pitchers ever.
Right,
ever.
If I didn't mention him, Ricky Henderson. I mean, on line one, Carney Lansford, who was really freaking good.
As we talk this or that, like there's an argument. I know Mad Bum is at the highest playoff pitcher, Mad Bum or Dave Stewart.
Ooh,
right.
That's a good one.
So, hey, look. Line them up. We've got four open lines. We've got a couple people waiting right now. 888-957-9570. If you think that you can have a little fun here, just these ultimate, what I call pop culture, sportsy type questions, all right? This or that. It's simple. It's easy. Give us your explanation. Let's have fun on a Friday.
It's going to be brought to you by Safeway.
You know, lead us into a larger, bigger, better conversation. It's this or that. Here, give you an example for those that are out there. And the number to call in right now and get in line. We've got three open lines. 888-957-9570. We got three open lines. It's this or that. Here's an example. Hey, Joe. This or that. Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger, Joe.
Why?
Always. Why? Because nothing gets more American than a hamburger. That's why. And I could go for a hamburger any time of the day. That's why. Hot dogs, you know why? People make fun of you for a hot dog because I put ketchup on a hot dog, and apparently you're not allowed to do that after the age of seven. So I don't like getting people coming down my road for it. So I'll go hot dog.
All right, so we've got Evan Giddings in here as well. So we're going to use him as a test, a guinea pig, if you will. We're going to do this or that. You ready, Evan?
A guinea pig, yeah. I got you.
Okay, all right, all right. Here's another example.
E-Dog.
Duke or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Why?
Because it's not Duke.
Oh, God. What does that say about
Duke?
That's
actually a really good answer.
Just simple. They're not the Blue Devils. I despise that college basketball program.
Why?
I always love Duke.
Simple.
Why?
Because I saw
Duke?
Myself on that team. The plucky white guy. There's that guy. JJ Redick.
You're not rich enough.
I know him. I grew up in Pacific Grove, California, near Pebble Beach.
It's
right,
a little
right
strange to like yourself that much.
You know
so
what?
You guys kind of get the idea of the game, okay? 888-957-9570. I want you to line them up right now. This or that. We don't even have an open for it thus far. Here's today's, okay, as we start to get rolling. Are you ready for today's? No, we got one more for
one
you.
One more.
We're going to start you off.
All right. Talk to me.
Final drive. Everything's the same. There's a minute to go. There's no timeouts. Brady or Mahomes?
Ooh. All things being equal on both sides. So they have the same team.
Every variable is the same.
Yep.
The only difference, Brady or Mahomes? Who you going with? This is an all-time, I call sports bar type question.
Brady.
Why?
Because I don't feel like I've ever seen him lose when he's on the field. So if he's on the field and he's got the ball,
such a good answer.
He will not lose the game. I have seen Mahomes do that maybe like once. I don't think it's done in the postseason. But Tom Brady with the ball in the final minute, I don't care, 80 yards, 70 yards, he's getting points.
Somehow.
He's leading my team to victory.
He did have the walk-off Mahomes in overtime. So he did drive him out on the field. They got the game-winning touchdown there, and it was night-night, see you later. I'm going to Tom. Listen, E-Dog's a Chargers fan. Raider guy. Mahomes has killed us so many times. But having said that, so is Tom Brady for two plus decades. Tom Brady. He literally, the tuck rule. It's like one of the most. We didn't even bring that up. It didn't happen
we
in the game.
We didn't even bring that
That's
up.
That's one of the craziest moments.
I'll never
moments
forget watching that.
In the history.
Saturday night?
Yeah. God. Bay Area sports, the Snow Bowl, all of that. I'm going Tom Brady. You know why? Because every single big game he was a part of in the Super Bowl, I could say confidently, he probably either outplayed or played just as well as any of those other quarterbacks that he lost to. He threw for over 500 yards in that loss to the Eagles in that Super Bowl. 500 yards. It wasn't his fault they lost. So he was never the reason they lost in any of those Super Bowls. And Joe, he's won seven.
Yeah.
He's won seven.
I know. But Mahomes is in the middle of his career and he's been to what?
There's no wrong answer here, by the way.
But that's the beauty of this or that.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Get in line. We have two open slots. Here's today's question. Now, normally I'd like to do it blind, meaning you call and you don't even know. That's the fun of it, right? But today, we did a little guinea pig. We've got some people on hold. Today's question, every variable is the same. It's the Super Bowl. All the lineups are the same. There's 1 minute to go. No timeouts. Brady or Mahomes?
It's TB12. For Evan and I, now you, Joe. What is it?
I got to go Tom Brady.
Oh, that's a sweep.
But here's the thing. Ask me in 2 more years, I'm probably going to take Mahomes.
Might. The fact that he just got blown out in the Super Bowl
exactly.
is probably on the back of
If they won 3 in a row, we'd be having a different conversation.
What's the case for Mahomes?
Well, the case
I
for Mahomes,
think there are people that would take him.
The movement and then the ability to hit certain spots on the field that are almost unguardable. Whereas, like, methodical is how I view Tom. Tom's not going to put the ball in harm's way, even though if D4 doesn't jump off sides. But get where I'm going at with this. Tom won't make the mistake. Mahomes will, but he'll also make the crazy play when there is none there.
I actually have an interesting take on this. If I just needed a field goal to win it, I'm going Tom. If I need a touchdown and it's 90-plus yards or something like that, I might go Mahomes.
The play that sits in my head.
See, because I think he has the cannon of an arm. And Tom Brady, I think his arm is actually really underrated. He had an arm.
Tom in the clock. I don't care if it's McDaniels. I don't care if it's Charlie Weiss. It doesn't matter who the OC is.
Sure.
Tom's the OC, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, whereas, like, with Mahomes, it's always like, oh, he's got Andy. It's like, I do kind of, just a little, I do kind of want to see Mahomes without Andy. Not that he's not great. He is all-time great. But part of the beauty of Brady, he did it with so many different teams, over so many different, you know, eras, during different styles. Like, go back and watch that first one with Vinatieri. He was methodical.
Yeah.
Methodical. And then you'll watch the 28-3 and the way that he was also methodical. But he took a lot of checkdowns.
If I'm looking for a late, unnecessary roughness penalty against a quarterback, though, Patrick Mahomes is your guy.
I love that.
That is a 15-yard. They will absolutely win you the game on any occasion.
I love that. All right. We're going to go to the audience. Evan, thank you so much.
Thank you, boys.
Love you. God, he's got a great voice.
He does. Is he on today? Evan, you on today? Who's back, baby? Right. Ciao, Evan, for filling yesterday. Did a hell of a job of starting.
There's no wrong answer. That's the beauty of this or that, all right? We're asking the audience fun, simple questions. Like, for example, I said, hey, one food for your life, Chinese or Mexican?
Mexican. Well, first of all,
I think you're sleeping on Chinese.
No, well, you guys, the real answer.
I love Mexican.
The real answer is Italian. You didn't even
give
me the
option. No, you cannot eat Italian every day.
It doesn't matter.
You can't eat Italian every day. It's too heavy.
I know some people that do.
Dude, leftovers for Chinese hit better than any leftovers. Any. I don't care what anyone says. That has to factor into the decision. All right, let's go out to the lines.
888-957-9570.
Joe, let's do it. Let's get some music going. Come on, give me something. Come on, Carter, step your game up.
God, you just put him on the spot. It's their debut segment.
This is the
segment.
Carter.
Kevin is in Oakland. Kevin, this or that, you're the first one in this new segment. Game on the line, minute left, all things being equal, Kevin. You taking Tom Brady or you taking Patrick Mahomes? Good morning.
Well, for starters, I'm going to be thinking about this as I'm eating my Mexican food leftovers.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Hey, I grew up off Mission Street. I love Mexican food. Come on, I eat a burrito twice a week.
My parents grew up in a mission, man. I grew up having a taquería, bro.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So I feel you.
The loose burrito. So, the loose burrito.
Pizza, though.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got to say this, man. I got to go with Brady. I think just, you know, he's got more of that killer instinct in general. Mahomes definitely does. No problem. But you made a great point earlier saying how Brady, he did all that over his career with so many different casts of players. So many different types of players and cast around him. He just has that killer instinct for the end of the game. And I don't want to sound like a bitter Niner fan here, but let's be real. Mahomes is likely to get help from the refs to keep a key drive going.
I know.
I mean, Brady's got his cut. Brady had his over the years. We all know that there's controversies and stuff. But I just think Mahomes has so much more clutch assistance by the stripes. I got to go with Brady on this
Real quick, though, Kevin. I know you kind of gloss over. I know Brady. No. Brady had the help from the officials. It's one of the biggest con jobs I've ever seen in my life. The tuck rule. Yeah, they made up a rule for the guy.
He had two drives after that.
That's fine. The game should have been over.
I'm just saying.
His teammate at Michigan, Charles Woodson, strip sacked, and the game was over.
But he finished that drive, and then he finished the overtime drive.
He shouldn't have been allowed to finish the drive.
I hear you, but come on. Mahomes, here's the other thing about Mahomes that I can't, again, as a Niner fan, that 4th-and-2 read option play in the Super Bowl, Brady doesn't have that in the bag.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
He doesn't.
Like, there are elements that each guy has. Like, Mahomes can hit spots on the field, Brady can't. But the brain of Brady, the brain, I got to go with it. And to me, the longevity and the excellence over so many different rosters, so many different ways. Like, right now, the gold standard is Brady. Mahomes is very close. Very close, but for me. And then the other part is, are the balls deflated a little? Because if there's a little air out of that ball for both guys, I think I like Brady even more.
Stop it. Derek, South City.
What's up, Derek?
Derek, this is this or that. You taking TB12 or you taking Mahomes? Game on the line. Minute to go, all things being equal. Good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. First of all, I just want to say thanks for what you do. I listen to you every morning. I'm excited to be on here.
Oh, thanks.
And I got to go Brady all day.
Why?
I went to Sarah, man. You got to do it.
I love it. Simple as that. I love that.
Padres versus Valley Christian in the CCS Open Baseball Division?
I'm taking Sarah.
Let's go.
There you go.
Let's go.
That's Derek in South City. So we got 2-0 for Brady. 2-0 it's actually been Brady. 5-0 because it was Evan, me,
well,
and
no, we're going to audience only.
Okay, that's
audience
fine.
Audience only.
That's fine.
AL. Right. Audience only.
Oreo cookie. We love Oreo cookie. All right, Oreo, this or that. TB12, Mahomes, who you taking?
Hey, what up, fellas? This is a great segment. Back to the pie versus cake thing. Everybody likes those booty cakes. It ain't nothing like warm apple pie.
I'm glad you said apple, Oreo. I thought you were going somewhere else. Continue.
Banana?
Tom Brady or chocolate. Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, a minute left. Mahomes did it to us with 17 seconds or something like that. What left? So I got to go with Mahomes.
Okay.
He's the one with the legs. If everything breaks down, he's the one that can get out of trouble. Brady, I think, is a statue, man. With a good defense, you can get to him.
Hey, fair enough. So that's one for Mahomes. So it's 2-1 in favor of Tom right now. We're talking, it was this or that. Are you taking Tom Brady or are you taking Patrick Mahomes? Minute left, game on the line, all things being equal around them.
And like Vegas, you know how when they set the line, they want equal money on both sides? I wanted to put Montana in this conversation with somebody, but I know our audience is going to all take Montana.
Right.
Right? So, like, my boy Pat Faze hit me up. He's like, dude, what about Montana? I'm taking Joe. It's like, in this exercise, it's Brady or Mahomes because I wanted a non-Niner in it. I wanted to ask you, playoffs, all things equal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brock or Kaepernick.
Ooh,
with the game on the line.
Keep that in the back pocket. I'm not mad at
that
one.
So maybe down the line we'll talk.
Absolutely. Don's in Concord.
What's
Don,
up, Don?
Don, you taking
so
Tom?
So one Mahomes, two Brady.
That's right. Don, you taking Tom Brady, GB12, or you taking Patrick Mahomes? Game on the line, all things being equal. Good morning, Dom.
Hey, guys. It's Brady all day for me. This or that, you know. It's got to be Brady, man. He's the winner. He drove the ball straight down the field. He never sweat once. Plus, you know, Joe Montana, 55-10 against the Broncos. Best football game in my life.
Fair enough. That's Don in Concord, so it's now 3-1 in favor of Thomas. Was it Edward Patrick Brady, something like that? I don't even know what it is anymore. But he's a local guy, so maybe that's people are thinking that too. We have Derek in San Francisco say, you know, he's a Sarah guy, so he goes there.
Hey, so we've got three for Brady, one for Mahomes.
That's an incredible high
school. I think we're kind of sleeping on Mahomes.
That's an incredible high school, by the way, to have Barry Bonds and Tom Brady go there.
And Lynn Swan.
Oh, my God.
And Greg Jeffries.
Well, George, don't get George Atkinson.
And Bakhtiari.
George Atkinson would say Lynn Swan.
And my boy JJ Sweden, who runs Bonita Taqueria. There's multiple locations. One of them on Polk Street.
Oh, hey.
I had the best chicken quesadilla from there yesterday. Oh, my God, I love that place.
Again.
This habanero salsa. Delicious.
I'm a big salsa verde guy, too, by the way, so I'm not mad at the habanero salsa.
He's got three different kinds. You got to go check them out.
Mona.
Tell him Shasky.
Mona in Pacifica.
What's up, Mona?
It's this or that, Mona. You taking Tom Brady or you taking Patrick Mahomes? Game on the line.
Come on. I'm taking the dude that fell down in, what, the third round of the draft? Versus the one who was number 10. So I'm going Brady all day.
Okay,
I want the Aston Martin over the Lamborghini.
Oh, that's not bad. And in this scenario, I don't even know if he is an Aston Martin when he got drafted. Hell, that guy was like a Pinto. Tom Brady, like who? He was a sixth-round pick. Not even a third-rounder. Third-rounder would have been great.
Yeah.
He was a sixth-rounder.
Great call, Mona.
That
Thank
was
you.
Great. So, okay, we got more to Tom, more to Tom. Uncle Gene wants to join in at this or that, Uncle Gene. TB12. Or Patrick Mahomes, game on the line.
Okay. Before I answer that,
Jaffe, you keep saying that you can't eat Italian food every day. Spadone, will you correct him, please?
I tried to, Uncle Gene.
Listen, there's a country in Europe, I believe, that eats Italian food every day, right?
That's right. I don't want to be 700 pounds. Well, you see, there's not a lot of obese Italian people.
All right, okay.
All right. Continue, Uncle Gene.
All right, so, I would say Montana if you left it completely open, but given the choice, yeah, I'd go Brady just because of how badly Mahomes looked in the last game. So, yeah, by all means, he's missed a clutch, too, although, once again, Montana had better record in the Super Bowl than Brady ever had, if you check it out.
Well, I mean, he didn't have as many Super Bowl wins, though, Uncle G.
That's all right, Uncle G. Good call.
It's fine. Some people are always going to take Montana. That's why we didn't have him in the conversation.
It's exactly why we didn't have him. 888-957-9570. We're playing this or that. All things are equal. There's a minute to go in the game. There's no timeouts. You're taking Brady, you're taking Mahomes.
Deli boy, this or that. TB12, Mahomes, who you got? Game on the line.
5-1.
Give me the guy that's been to 10 Super Bowls. Give me the guy that's been has 3 Hall of Fame careers. I'm taking the local boys. Give me TB12. I don't think that's a debate. Let me ask you guys a question. Here's the this or that question. One movie, Godfather or Goodfellas? Which one you guys picking?
Wow.
Godfather 1.
Oh,
I'm taking Godfather 1.
I might take Goodfellas.
I'm taking Godfather.
Goodfellas is one of my all-time favorites.
It's good. It's good.
It's not good. It's great.
It is.
Ah.
Are you kidding me? I really like it.
I love Godfather. Don't get me wrong. Godfather 2 is better than Godfather 1.
Ooh, that's
so
a hot
if you're
take.
Going Godfather 1, I'm taking Goodfellas.
See, that's a hot take because I love Sonny and I love Marlon Brando as Vito Corleone. And I love Robert De Niro as young Vito, too. Don't get me wrong. I do think there is something that's different about
Godfather
1.
Joe Pesci, iconic.
He is.
De Niro, iconic.
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Francis Ford Coppola, the director.
Trust me.
Come on, Joe.
Me and my girl, we go back to Italy, and she gets blown up as she's trying to learn how to drive. I know
Apollonia.
All of it.
Yeah.
Believe me, I get all of that.
Do you?
Goodfellas is an all-time movie.
It is, but if we're going quarterback
Ever
tiers.
Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a gangster.
If we're going quarterback tiers, it's in tier 2 behind Godfather. Godfather's tier 1.
I honestly think the final, whatever, 20 minutes of Goodfellas is as good of any 20 minutes in any movie ever. He's sweating, driving, and he's got the girl going back and forth to Pittsburgh, and he's just snorting and doing it. Just, I mean, God, it's so good.
Oh, Karen,
they
the
got
wife.
This helicopter, it's following me, and then I gotta go pick up my mom, and I gotta go do this, and we're gonna have dinner, and I gotta make the meatballs, and then I gotta go clean up my Gumas area at the apartment where we got cocaine everywhere, and then they're tapping it on the phone. I don't know, man. Goodfellas is all time.
Lorraine,
Goodfellas is just all time.
Lorraine Bracco, obviously a therapist in The Sopranos for Tony Soprano, but she played Karen, the wife, in that.
Karen, where's the blow? I put it in the toilet. You what?
Exactly.
You what? That's all I had. Every dollar.
You live this every single day, these scenes?
It's one of the all-time
movies. Do you act them out to LJ and Michelle?
And now I'm a schmuck in witness protection.
All right, it's this or that. We're not doing Godfather.
I mean, that's a great... Put that on the books.
But maybe that could be a future one. We're doing... TB12 or Mahomes.
You didn't know I
game
had Goodfellas in my back pocket.
No, I did because you send me a bunch of all those things every single day on social. Keith.
As far back
Saratoga.
As I can remember. I always wanted to be a host.
Keith in Saratoga, you taking Tom Brady or are you taking Mahomes game on the line?
I'm taking Tom Brady all day. If you look at the stats from Super Bowls, Patrick Mahomes' stats from Super Bowls are really not that great. It's pretty average as far as his TDs to interception ratio.
Fair enough. Keith Saratoga, this is just a blowout. This is an evisceration.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If Mahomes would have won this one, 3 in a row, I think we'd have a different
He didn't. The fact that he got blown out, and that was the first time, that's the first time I've seen like Mahomes look scared in the pocket.
Yeah.
I've never seen him look like
unsure
of himself.
He didn't have the offensive line.
He didn't, but he was still...
Against Tampa.
Even in that Bucs game, though, he was making incredible throws.
Throw?
And then Travis and Tyreek just weren't catching him.
Yeah.
They had the drop season that one. So this has been a bigger blowout than that Super
Bowl. Guys, one of the all-time best scenes ever is when he's going through the back of Goodfellas, through the kitchen, and she's like, what do you do? I'm in construction management. And then like they go through and they're sitting down. I mean, Tommy, when he jabs dude with the pen, and then they gotta cut him up. And then Martin Scorsese's mom, and they're having spaghetti after they dug a big hole. I mean, the whole, God, Goodfellas, I'm taking Goodfellas.
You feel better about
yourself? I'm not done.
Okay, I know you're not. Sean and Petaluma's
not either. The razor blade cutting the garlic?
because he'd melt in the pan, right? Like, I know.
I'm not dogging Goodfellas. It's an old time. I mean, I'm not dogging Godfather. I just Goodfellas, man.
How do you like your steak? Oh, medium rare, an aristocrat, right? Yeah, Sean.
And you had.
Sean.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you want to see helicopters? I'm like the Pittsburgh guy. Okay, so I'm going to say Brady all the way, but okay. Here's another one. I'm going to throw it to water. All right, fourth down. Okay, you need a stop. Okay, Ed Reed or Deion Sanders, okay, number one, and then two, you need an out. Bum or Timmy?
Ooh. So I have this later on in the summer, 2010 Timmy, 2014 Mad Bum.
Ooh.
One or the other. I'm taking 2010 Timmy. I'm telling you right now.
He was filthy.
That
2014 run, though, man.
No, it was all time.
It was all time.
Timmy in 2010 was, and it wasn't even his best season. It was just the playoffs.
It was.
It was incredible.
Just like a comet.
Game one and game five.
His career is a comet.
And then the game one against Atlanta.
There needs to be a 30 for 30 on Tim Lincecum.
There needs to be a special, I know the Hall of Fame isn't it. Like, there needs to be a special spot for him. He needs a statue.
You think so?
You cannot write the history of the San Francisco Giants without a statue with Lincecum. I know it sounds absurd.
Get Barry one first, and then we can
course.
Do Lincecum. Yes.
I'm telling you, Lincecum, because I'm a big believer in this. We talk about, like, Mahomes. If he doesn't win the first one, does he win any? If the Giants don't win that first one in 2010, nothing ever gets to 2014.
No. No, it's a good point. It doesn't make all those years leading up
cursed.
To it. Absolutely. And then the years of, in between it, you weren't even making the playoffs. So there was all baked into it. Yeah.
Everybody gets mad about Iggy winning MVP of the finals, and rightfully. Lincecum also should have won MVP of that World Series. I mean, I know Renteria had the big home run and had a great series overall. I'm not denying that. Timmy was the game five, it was a seventh inning. Was it 1-1?
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
I think he threw 300 innings.
I miss seeing him around. I know he's had some hardships in his life, his partner passing, and he's had a tough time. And I would love to see him around more. And I get it. He's a private guy, so that's his thing. Joe. He's not going to be. I miss seeing Timmy, though. The Let Timmy Smoke shirts, the banners, all of it. He was just so San Francisco. Is there a player in the history of the Bay Area that personified the Bay more than Tim Lincecum?
No.
Not even close, right?
Well, Dwight Clark and Clay Thompson are very
Clay's
close.
Clay's a good one.
Dwight Clark and Clay Thompson are very, very close.
Clay's a little, he's from California. I know LA's different, but he does have that laid back kind of Cali vibes for sure.
Lincecum was a whole moment in time. I mean, and here's the problem. What I feel like Dwight and Clay, and it's not their fault. They were not the best player on the team.
Right.
There was an argument that Lincecum was the best player on the team for four straight years.
Right.
Like I'm just going to give you this. Playoffs in 2010. He was 4-1 with a 2.43 ERA.
You're just
37 innings pitched in the playoffs that year.
Insane.
37 innings pitched. He gave up only 25 hits. He had 43 strikeouts.
He was insane.
He walked nine guys.
He was incredible. I told you, he's a comet. He's a shooting star. That's what he was. Not long enough to be considered a Hall of Famer.
It's just.
I will put his Cy Young years up against anyone.
Joe, I'm going to read you in succession, okay? 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. He went 49-22 with a 2.83 ERA. That's 99 games, okay? He struck out during this time 757 people in 4 years.
Yeah. I know. That's what I told you, dude.
He's such a great player.
When you think of
God, he averaged 33 starts a year, averaged 229 innings pitched per year, averaged over a 4-year period.
When you think of people that personify the Bay Area as an athlete, he is on that very short list. Might be the guy. I also think of I didn't watch him back in the 70s because I wasn't alive, but they have Ken Stabler for the Raiders and what he signified for the Bay and just being that laid back party guy. I mean, he got the Alabama accent, but my guy partied with the best of them and everyone wanted to hang out with him.
Lincecum to me and Vida Blue are two guys.
Yep.
So like you had to watch them and talk to people who did to understand their importance to the game, to the sport, to the region. Like, when you talk to Bill Lasky, because Bill's a friend, he talks about his love for the friend of Vida, but, like, who he was as a player.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't get a Dontrell Willis without a Vida Blue.
He was
like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think we understand how great Vida was.
When you win an MVP as a pitcher, that's a big deal. Mm. I don't care who you are. Mm. That just doesn't happen anymore. You have to be historic to beat out the position players. The fact that he won that, he's won a Cy Young,
I think,
and he won three straight World Series.
And
three straight.
I think he has the final American League hit for a pitcher ever.
There you go.
Before right? they went to the
Before
DH.
Before they went to the DH, which mm-hmm. obviously
and then pitched Giants.
The A's were a big part of that, implementing that. So,
like when I talk to the older heads, like my dad always would talk about like Vida Blue, and like he's like, dude, you just had to see it. It's and he'll never he didn't have the longevity and the winning excellence of a Juan Marichal, who was also very beloved. The eras were a little different. But like Vida, he meant something to this area, just like Timmy meant something to this area. And I think they were the perfect guy at the perfect time on the perfect team.
And the fact that there's not many that are Athletics, you know, Hall of Fame and Giants Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame, whatever you want to call it. The fact that he's in both of them and he's a Bay Area guy, like that means something. Like
yes.
it's very like Jerry being able to connect the bridges when the Raiders were here.
I rooted for Jerry.
Exactly.
And I don't root for the Raiders.
And that's not a lot of, and Raiders don't root for Niners, and Niners don't root for Raiders, but everyone roots for Jerry now because of that. That stuff matters. Charlie Gardner, another guy that's underrated, by the way.
Well, I think the thing that like frustrates me, just as like a sports fan, like the Sandy was awesome, right? Yeah. Short-lived, but we do this thing. Sandy Koufax, he played for the Dodgers, so let's elevate. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve his recognition, right? But like, Vida had some years, and I don't know. I just feel like we moved the goalposts on Sir Gale Sayers with the Chicago Bears. Mm. Had a very short-lived run. It was an amazing run. You know, Terrell Davis with the Broncos gets elevated. And rightfully, he was a great, great, great player. But I don't feel like Vida gets the same love that like a Terrell Davis got in his sport. Okay, I know the sports are different. I don't think Lincecum will ever get the appropriate love that a Terrell Davis gets in his sport or a Gale Sayers gets in his sport. And I think they were as, if not more, impactful.
Well, and that just goes back to the voting process because the NFL just does it great. You mentioned it right there. Terrell Davis, whether you think he's in there or not, like he's in the conversation, and he got in. Tony Boselli, another one of those guys that was very short-lived, but the best at his position for a 4 or 5 year stretch.
Michael Irvin. Well, I think he only played 10 years or 11 years. He was amazing.
He was amazing. And then his injury and the injury history cut his career short. Before we get to Bonte here in studio for the entire hour, let's get to Jonas in Santa Clara to cap off this or that.
I think it went well.
It's been a landslide for TB12 for Mahomes, and that's the question. Final drive for your life, all things being equal. You taking TB12, Tom Brady, or are you taking Patrick Mahomes? Jonas, who you taking? Carter, go to Jonas right now. Thank you. Who you taking, Jonas?
I'm here. I'm not taking either one. I went to Archbishop Mitty for football. You guys remember me. My wife, Heather, my little girl, Ina Issa Helton Santa Clara.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about Tom Brady. I'm going back to Lincecum now. He's my Filipino boy. And, you know, I'm going to hit up 2009 season because my wife and I lived in New York. We saw the Yankee celebration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.